Hello, everybody. This is Michelle, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge here on VoiceTube. So I guess we all have been in this scenario. 相信各位对以下的场景应该不陌生。We've seen someone who is really good at something that the way they are doing it seems fun and effortless. And then you were thinking, maybe it's not that difficult. So you decided to go for it.Supposing that it would be like a walk in the park. So you envisioned yourself learning the skills and realize, whoa, you were actually born to do this. And without knowing it, you mastered everything in a short period of time. And then, boom, you made a niche for yourself. Make a niche 就是指找到一个称心适合你的工作 Make a niche. Okay, and with all those fantasies, 复习一下 fantasy, 幻想 So with all those fantasies and excitement, you picked up the material you believe was going to be a life changer and started the journey. But as soon as you learned a few tricks, there you hit the first wall. 总之当我们过了 beginner's luck 之后我们就开始遇到了第一面墙对不对撞墙期开始 You hit the wall. Problems started to appear. You began to get frustrated, thinking, maybe you were not born to do this after all. Maybe you should just quit. Okay, so do all these sound familiar to you? Do you remember the first few classes learning how to draw or playing an instrument?Or the first time you were on stage giving a presentation. Yeah, we all suck as beginners. But we're not alone. Today we're going to be looking at a behind-the-scenes story of a famous influencer, a travel influencer. Influencer 就是指具影响力的人。那在这里是指 travel influencer, 跟旅游有关的。Her name is Samantha Brown.For those of you who don't know her, she is a travel expert, 她是一位旅游达人, a travel expert, and has been the queen of a travel channel for more than a decade now. She has been traveling around the US to find the best hotels. She also explored South America, Europe, and China. I've loved her since I saw her on TV.我第一次看到她的节目，旅游节目的时候，我整个就很惊艳。She always seems poised. 她总是看起来很从容，然后很惬意、泰然自若的感觉。Poised, P-O-I-S-E-D. And she can always express her thoughts through beautiful and vivid descriptions. 她总是能够用很优美又很栩栩如生的文字去描述她的所见所闻。You know, just by listening to her words gives me the urge to pack and go take the next flight. 总之看她的节目就会让人有种很想要去旅游的冲动。Yet, for someone as talented and successful as her, it is hard to imagine that she has been through the exact same frustration that we all had as beginners.So here's a quote from her in the video, which is also the sentences I picked for today. So here we go. When I got the job, I was petrified because I really had absolutely no idea what I was doing. And I remember the first day of the shoot not knowing what I was doing and everything is improvised. There's no script. It's just you go with it. Once again.When I got the job, I was petrified because I really had absolutely no idea what I was doing. And I remember the first day of the shoot not knowing what I was doing and everything is improvised. There's no script. It's just you go with it.Okay, as usual, before we talk about the vocabulary, let's take a closer look at the sentences. When I got the job, when I, okay, 这边我们可以做连音 when I, 再来 got the job, 这里的 got 的尾音 t 几乎弱化到不用理它了，但是我们还是要给它一个停顿的描述。When I got the job, I was petrified because I really had...Absolutely no idea what I was doing. 好，这里的 had 跟 absolutely, 如果这个句子你是用口语然后自然的速度讲的话，那个 had 的声音是可以点到极致，变成 I really had absolutely， OK， 就点到带过。但如果你是想要用强调的口气讲话的话呢，那么你的每一个音就要照顾好。 I really had absolutely no idea what I was doingOkay, and I remember the first day of the shoot not knowing what I was doing. 一样，这里的 not 的 t 你也可以点到极致带过，但是要给他一点停顿的描述。Not knowing what I 这边也可以连起来哈 ，what I was doing, and everything is improvised. And 跟 everything 也可以连起来变成 and everything.Okay, and everything is improvised. There is no script. There is, 也可以连起来变成 there is. There is no script. It's just you go with it. It's just you go with it. 这里呢，因为也是用比较强调的口气来讲这句话，所以我每个字也是把它照顾好。It's just you go with it. With 跟 it 可以连起来。Fit. It's just you go with it. Okay?And now let's move on to the vocabulary. The first word we have here for today is petrified. All right, it's an adjective. It means extremely frightened, so frightened that you're unable to speak or move. 这个 petrified 就是极度害怕的意思，它害怕的程度高过于 frightened， 高过于 scared， 它就是一个极度恐惧的状态。那是怎么个恐惧法呢？我们就以一部影片为例。 If you are a fan of fantasy fiction， 如果你是奇幻小说的粉丝的话呢， Harry Potter you should know。Then you must be familiar with this word, petrified. The word petrified appears repetitively in the book, The Chamber of Secrets. 在《消失的密室》那一本书里面，不断地点到这个字，是关键字 petrified. 那它是出现在什么地方呢？ This is the part where Hermione had indirect eye contact with that snake monster. The Chamber of Secrets 那一本有一只蛇妖，那 Hermione 她 indirect eye contact， 她没有直接对视，她是透过镜子看到，所以她就被 petrified. She got petrified, meaning she was turned into a stone.Okay, 他被石化 petrified. And one funny thing is, when Winnie, you know, our lovely Winnie was checking on my script for this speaking challenge, when she reached this petrified part, she said, oh, you must tell them the spell. 你一定要告诉他们那一段咒语。我就哈，什么咒语？然后他就说 petrificus totalus, 就是整整石化，就是你知道哈利波特咒语。好。Petrificus totalus， 你会注意到 J.K. Rowling 他的灵感来源这个字 petrificus， 它的前几个字母就是 petri， 也就是来自 petrify 这个字。OK， 所以 yeah， petrify 本身就有石化的意思。So anyway, I'm sure now you get the picture of how being petrified should look like. 总之它的意思是吓到呆掉的状态，这么个恐惧法。So do you have any petrifying experiences? Not turning into a stone, of course. I mean, you got so petrified, so scared that your brain stopped functioning. It can be like,He is petrified of everything. 他对所有事情都感到很害怕、很恐惧。So he's a real worrier. 他是一个天生的担心狂 worrier. 哦，这个 worrier 跟 warrior 发音不一样哦。担心这个字是 worry， 直接卷舌 worry. Okay, worry. 那勇士那个字才是 warrior， 不一样。回到 petrified， 或者 you can say, the kid is petrified of the injection needles. 小孩子很怕打针的那个针头。Also, the word comes with a verb, petrify. 我们也可以用作动词 petrify, 表示就吓傻这样。You can say things like, I never like clowns, they petrify me. The clowns petrified me when I was a kid.Next, we have improvise. To improvise means to do something with whatever you can make use of without having any plans in advance. 总之 improvise 的意思就是即兴或者是靠临场反应来处理事情 improvise. We can use the word in a sentence like, my mind went blank, I didn't know what to do, so I had to improvise.我那时脑袋一片空白 went blank, I didn't know what to do, 不知道该怎么办 So I had to improvise, 所以我只能就自由发挥啦 improvise. The word also can be used as an adjective, 它可以用来当作形容词 improvised, like, I got petrified as I was waiting for my turn to deliver an improvised speech in front of a room full of people.再一次 I got petrified 我被吓傻了为什么呢 As I was waiting for my turn 当我在等轮到我的时候轮到什么呢 To deliver an improvised speech 发表即席演说 In front of a room full of people 在一屋子的人面前 Alright 不知道各位有没有这样子即席的经验呢即席表演即席演讲等等真的不是常人能做到的事情 I think for those people who are experts in doing improv stuff they must be very creative and spontaneous 擅长做这种 improv stuff 的人呢他们一定要很能够 be spontaneous spontaneous 这个字本身是指自发性的意思那在这边我们可以、用来表示信手拈来就是很能够神来一笔 And then the last set of words we have here are script and transcript Script is the written text words for a film, a play, or a speech Script 就是指剧本或者是讲稿 So there are movie scripts 有电影剧本 Play scripts 舞台剧剧本 Or scripts for a speech 演讲稿 And so on 以我个人为例好了 I can't go spontaneous recording a pronunciation challenge you know So I always need to write a script for itYep, I need a script for this recording. Or there's this quote that I like. 我们常常说人生是没有剧本的。There is no script in life. There is no script in life. 就是用这个字 script. So just keep improvising. 我们就只能见招拆招，每一刻都在即兴表演，对不对？ There is no script in life, so we can just keep improvising. Okay, transcript.Transcript, 你可以注意到这个字的尾巴是 script, 前面放了 T-R-A-N, transcript, trend 跟转换有关。So transcript means the exact written copy of something. 跟 script 不一样的地方是 script, 它比较偏向事前的准备好比打稿子等等。而 transcript 它是事后的逐字稿也就是把每一个字都打出来变成一篇 Like I sometimes copy the transcript from videos like TED Talk on VoiceTube to practice English Things like that Alrighty, I guess we have reached the end of the session Remember, just like Samantha Brown Every expert was once a beginner 每一个专家都曾经是初学者So just do whatever is necessary, 我们就做该做的。Do whatever is necessary, and then do the possible, 然后我们开始尝试做一些可能超出能力范围内但是可能可以做得到的事。And without knowing it, you are doing the impossible. 慢慢的你会发现你已经在做对别人来说不可能的事情。Okay, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Make sure to leave a comment and recording as always, and I'll see you guys next time.